Life is amazing when you get to spend it with people you want to spend it with, and the right people are in your life. You tend to realize that you create not just life, but you really live life. So today I'm just going to be talking about positive mentality and a positive attitude to life in general. My name is Harry, and I'm your host and the rant of a Nigerian youth. Today is going to be really impactful, trust me. Stay tuned, and I'll be back after the break. We are the life we choose. We are the paths that we assume. We are the life that we create. An average Nigerian youth, we don't have lives we create. We have lives our parents probably created for us, and then the particular lifestyle they want us to live, the course they want us to study in school, the friends they want us to keep, the religion they want us to have. We don't have a say in our own community, in our own country. It's probably we're living to fit the standard of societies, aka fit the so-called your auntie and your uncles, what are they gonna say mentality. And it's draining, actually, because we are trying to be perfect in our own little way, and try as much as possible to also live lives as youth. And then at the end of the day, we end up not living our lives because we're trying to please the system or please society, and then it gets frustrating. 2 years or 5 years down the line, you realize, oh my God, I haven't actually lived. I've just been stuck in traffic in a job I probably hate because I'm frustrated of being at home and my parents or my mother nagging and telling me how much I need a job, or how much my uncles call and ask me, oh, are you married, when I'm not even supposed to be thinking about marriage at this particular time because I'm still trying to figure myself out. It's crazy. It's a system that drags us in and try to suck all of us, all our energy, all our positive vibe, and just feed us unnecessary things that are not needful for the long run. I crack my head about it and think about it most of the time. It can be depressing, really, because this is me trying to, reason from a perspective of a dreamer that I am. Optimistic person and having mental beliefs that I can be a better person, but then the system that I have and I'm trying to survive in suffocates me daily, feeds me crap and extra BS's when I don't need it to be. Then I get home after being stuck in traffic for 4 to 6 hours, and I get nagging from parents. Probably that's if you're living with parents. Say you're living alone and you got bills to pay. Bills are nagging at you. They're literally dragging you from every different angle and expecting you to live a perfect life that when you just want to live life and survive. Give or take, you just want to innovate in your little way. We don't all have to be doctors to be, you know, society standard, successful. We don't always have to be lawyers, to make a difference in our little space. Some of us are called to be gardeners, we're called to be artists, we're called to be painters and writers, but we live in a society that doesn't even acknowledge them as being creatives and all. It's a crazy stuff. But I guess in as much as I want to rant and complain about this all, I'll just leave you with this. Irrespective of what you think you should do, I think you should do what you should do, what you feel is good for you. Follow your gut, follow your instincts, fall in love, do stuff, be creative, innovate. Life is too short for you to live based on people's standard and their expectations. Be good and have an amazing night.